America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, a reminder, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. You want to be at that Lions game on Sunday? Front row, bullpen, I believe are the seats, right? We're giving away those tickets at the end of this segment or sometime during this segment. So be listening. We do the power ranking of the power rankings every week. Texans Ticket Tuesday as well. So busy segment here. If you haven't heard the news, Za'Darius Smith traded to the Detroit Lions from the Cleveland Browns. Boy, Za'Darius Smith has to be fired up that this is the week he's getting traded to the Lions. Like, are you telling me I'm getting traded to the team that is facing off against the offensive line that gave up 8 sacks on Thursday Night Football? I'm going to eat so much.
You know what? And it's good to bounce back to something we talked about earlier. Because the pass protection has been so shoddy, CJ's starting to show some of the effects of it. I think CJ, who's been very good at stepping up in the pocket, that's been good at the little micro movements to kind of move around the pocket without scrambling or busting out, he's starting to lose a little bit of that because he can't trust the protection. So I think it was the Hassan Reddick sack. The Hassan Reddick sack happened at like 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, where Tunsil did a good enough job of running Hassan Reddick around, but because CJ wasn't comfortable stepping up, he drifted back in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of sacks that defensive ends get, where they're not even necessarily like quote unquote winning the pass rush, but they get pushed right into the quarterback by the offensive tackle who's doing the right thing. That's where it's not like all of a sudden Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil have still been fine as pass protectors. Laremy Tunsil is still a very good pass protector. So it's the sum total of going against a team where the offensive the pass protection is so bad on the interior that it's starting to screw everything up for everybody.
Yep. All right. I had two predictions in the power rankings this week. Power rankings all come out on Tuesday. We use four of them: SI.com, CBSSports.com, ESPN.com, and The Athletic. Those are the four we use. We power rank those outlets in how we feel they power rank the Texans. I had two predictions before the power rankings dropped this morning that I think I said on air. I know I said at some point during the day today. I thought the Lions would be number one in at least two of the four, despite not being undefeated like the Chiefs. And I thought that the Texans would fall out of the top 10 in all of them. I will tell you, the first prediction, accurate. Two of the four, the Lions are now the number one team. SI.com and The Athletic. In the other two, the Lions are number two. So the Texans, depending on who you talk to, Seth, are facing either the best team in football or the best team in the NFC as of right now, this weekend at NRG Stadium. They're a three-point underdog right now.
When you look at the teams that are at the top right now, of all the teams that are most impressive, just if you look at the combined package of offense and defense, you know, the Chiefs have been a tepid offense, but a really good defense. the Ravens have been an awesome offense, but just with a non-Ravens-like defense. Buffalo Bills, a little bit of grab bag of both, but a very good football team. The Lions are the only team that, by DVOA, are top four in both offense and defense.
They're elite.
They're firing on all cylinders. Yeah. The defense, even without Aiden Hutchinson, has been doing very well, but they've had to blitz more than I think Aaron Glenn really wants to. So now this puts Aaron Glenn, who's already been operating well without Aiden Hutchinson, now back with at least an Aiden Hutchinson-type presence where you can expect to get a better pass rush out of four guys without having to blitz.
Yeah, someone who can win one-on-one matchups, you know? Someone who can, you know, you can rush four with Za'Darius Smith as your top defensive end. All right, so that we know this, the Texans are playing a really, really good football team on Sunday. They're going to have to fix a lot of stuff in a short amount of time, and they're going to need to get healthy if they're going to have a good chance at winning this game. So how do the experts view the Texans? I'm going to put SI.com at number four on the power rankings of the power rankings. They have the Texans 12th right now, and they historically rank the Texans the lowest. I'm surprised they're not lower because SI.com is the one outlet that has probably, now looking back at it accurately, been putting the Texans closer to like 8 or 9 as opposed to some of these that have had them up at 3 or 4 at some point. I don't think they've ever played like the 3rd or 4th best team in football all season long.
You know? I think that at any point, that's where I just, man, when some of the people that put together the power rankings, they're not watching the Texans all that much because they haven't, right? They haven't been. They will now. They haven't been at that spot where, there hasn't been a, am I missing a performance where I felt like, oh yeah, that's a team that can push for a Super Bowl?
Do we count beating the Patriots by 20? I don't know.
Because even that game, really wasn't. It wasn't a physical bludgeoning. There were some just twists of fate in that game that led to it being lopsided.
Their other 5 wins are all last second wins. I was thinking about that the other day, Seth. Like, how many times as I'm watching all these football games, and you know, half of them are 1-score games, half of them are either blowouts or comfortably ahead with 3 or 4 minutes to go. Like, how many times do we get to watch C.J. Stroud just standing, joking on the sidelines with D'Amico Ryans, like, with 5 minutes left in a game? Like, it's very rare, you know?
Yeah, like a pull your starter for all the right reasons type of deal.
Or even with the defense out there, like, the two of them are just chopping. Like, I don't need to go watch the tablet right now. We're up by 21. I know what we're doing. We're going to go in and hand the ball off and grind this clock out. Like, it's very rare that it happens.
I want to be able to come in on a Monday and say, like, hey, listen, don't let the box score fool you. I know the Lions had 400 yards of offense, but most of that was after they were already down by 21.
Yeah,
can I have to explain that the Texans were actually better than the box score suggests?
Oh, yeah. That would be beautiful. Here's what SI.com says about the Texans. The Texans follow up a loss to the Jets with a game against the Lions, and while Detroit will have its hiccup weeks and could very well simply not show up for the game, we're looking at a Texans team that could face some real attrition after the fairy tale end of their all-world rookie season in 2023. Wow. Whew. That's a wallop right there, man.
Looking at a Texans team that could face some real attrition.
Yeah, attrition.
So what are they losing? They almost say, like, at the end, they're going to blow it all up at the end of the year?
I don't know.
Who are they going to lose? Yeah. Who are they losing this year?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's the topic that they're using here on SI.com is, like, what does this mean for the offseason kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't, like, who would be leaving? They've got all the guys they have for the most part are on rookie contracts. Or they're guys that they signed to multi-year deals, you know? So I don't know what that's all about.
Attrition suggests longer and over a drawn-out period. So, like, over the second half of the season, I guess. The attrition's already occurred if this is what they remain.
Yeah.
So they're not living up to expectations. They're not living up to all the offseason hype. Bobby Slowik is probably going to take, unless they figure it out in the second half of the season, Bobby Slowik's probably going to get fewer interviews this year for a head coaching job than last year, unless they figure it out.
Number three on the power ranking of the power rankings, theathletic.com, who also has the Texans at number 12. And their category for their power rankings this week is something nice for each of the 32 teams. Is something nice for the Texans, Seth? Will Anderson Jr.'s sophomore season. Anderson was named Defensive Player of the Month after registering 5 sacks in October. He already has topped last season's sack total, and he was the defensive rookie of the year last year. His 7.5 sacks are tied for fourth in the league. He's 20th in defensive splash plays, according to True Media. So I don't know what constitutes a splash play. I'm sure TFLs are factored into that, things like that.
Well, that is one thing. That is one area where you talk about making plays behind the line of scrimmage. Will, going into last week's game, was one of the league leaders in tackles for a loss.
Yes.
So it's the combo of being a run and pass player that's really cool for, you know, as opposed to a lot of guys that are more just pure pass rushers. Will does it both. And it's really, I mean, he's in a Steph Curry type situation where he's just a very talented young player, but he's got ankle issues that keep popping up. And I know the one in the game was one where you could see a lot of guys getting an ankle injury there. But once you've got a history of ankle injuries, you're definitely going to get an ankle injury there compared to other guys that might get a little mild sprain or something.
Yep.
But it just, yeah. It the last few weeks especially, I mean, this is why he was the defensive player of the month in October. Everything looked like it clicked. Everything he'd been working on in the offseason that hadn't really shown up, some of his, you know, his new polish and his new moves and all that, it hadn't really shown up in the early part of the season. He was still playing well enough, but over the last several weeks, it's just clicked for him.
No doubt.
Just for his own sake, I think he's got a chance to be a league leader in sacks this year if he can just stay healthy.
Stay healthy. All right, number two, power ranking of the power ranking, CBSSports.com also has the Texans 12th. And this is what Pete Prisco says. It's hard to win in this league when you can't protect your quarterback. Their line is a mess, and C.J. Stroud is struggling because of it.
Yeah, the line is a mess, but it's gradually turned into more just, it's easier to focus in on the left guard position. That's the real mess. I wish that Shaq Mason and Tytus Howard were moving better than they are. There's times where they don't make blocks where it looks like they just can't get to it. So they're not looking all that hot physically. But Tytus Howard has been fine enough as a right tackle on the sum total of things. Shaq Mason is still a viable NFL player. I think Juice Scruggs, I'm optimistic about his development. But the left guard position has just been a huge black hole. And it ripples out to everybody else, including C.J. Stroud, because they're having to compensate for that really, really bad play at left guard as much as they have.
Well, we know there will be change there because Kenyon Green is injured. We've had no update yet from the team. I've not seen anything where they put Kenyon Green on IR or anything like that. But I'm just going off of reports.
You know what we haven't talked about really, or what we haven't touched on is, oh yeah, it was the injuries with Kenyon Green that really made it look like he might never be able to play in the NFL because he couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a whole nother subplot to it. I think most people right now listening, that ship has sailed, the Kenyon Green ship. But, I mean, yeah, add that. It's not just his play while he was in there this year. It's yet another injury.
Yes.
So he's already missed an entire season, not even due to one specific injury, but
just a litany,
because he was so banged up that now this is one more thing.
Yep.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, last one. Number one, power ranking of the power rankings, ESPN.com, who has the Texans all the way up at number 11. 11th, it says this, DJ Bienname types, The Texans' 2023 season started and ended against the Ravens. This matchup, it talks about the most important game remaining for each team. DJ says the Ravens game. He says this matchup comes after they play the Chiefs the previous Saturday. This will be a good test to see where they stack against the best teams in the AFC before the playoffs. Since the Texans are on track to win the division after sweeping the Colts, their matchup against the Ravens could determine who earns the number one seed in the conference. Yeah, I don't know about that. The Texans are three games back of the Chiefs right now. I think the ship may have sailed on the Texans are three games behind the Chiefs, with games against the Lions, Chiefs, and Ravens still on the schedule.
And we talked about this at the beginning of the show. You know, do a little experiment. And okay, if you could somehow just drop in after having been in a coma the last 5 years and say, okay, this Chiefs team, look at them, look at the way they're winning these games, and is this definitively one of the best teams in the league? I don't think you say yes unless you take into account how good they are in the playoffs.
I agree. I mean,
last night they win in overtime
against the Bucks. The Bucks who got smoked at home
without
by the Ravens.
The Bucks without Mike Evans or Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
And yet it's impossible to ignore what they've done in the playoffs, and it's impossible to ignore, I think, the fashion in which Kansas City won that game last night in a very non-classic Andy Reid type of fashion. Was that they just pounded the rock.
Yeah.
They just ran, and they grinded clock. They had these long sustained drives fueled by the run game. They used now DeAndre Hopkins getting two touchdowns in that game last night. Like that makes you look at him a little bit differently.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce in almost an extended run game. He had 14 catches for 100 yards. Like every catch was 5 or 6 yards right around the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, it's a good point, man. We've got that audio, Seth, that you talked about in the previous segment. We were talking about like how good a job is the Saints' job. How good a job would the Bears' job be if they fired Eberflus? And you brought up a really good point about the Game of Thrones that could go on behind the scenes with a guy like Ryan Poles.
And this is so Ryan Poles is the GM of the Bears. And the reason that Sean and I have like steadily grown to despise Ryan Poles is that this is why, for me at least, Sean, I have seen so much praise heaped on him for making all these moves while tanking. And he's like being propped up by the media, like, wow, look at what a brilliant guy this is. Yeah, the team sucks, but look at all the good and smart moves he's making. Yeah. And I'm just like, all right, well, listen, man, Jeff Luno didn't get this treatment.
No.
You know, various other guys didn't. Nick Caserio didn't get this treatment as, you know, you were going through the run. Why is it that Ryan Poles is just so gushed over by all of these national media types? And it's because he's really good at playing the media game.
Really good.
He invites guys into his office to see how the sausage is made, all of this. So John Yurkovich, a guy who was a teammate, taught me a lot about how to play in the NFL when I was a rookie. He was a veteran player my rookie year. It sounds like Yurko's been a little skeptical of Ryan Poles for a while.
They are who they are. Right now, they're a very mediocre football team at 4-4. They're a very mediocre football team with very mediocre talent. And they've got mediocre talent specifically at the most important position in the league. Now, somebody might say it's not fair because the offensive line stinks and your general manager has got a grotesque inability to understand what offensive line talent looks like. And if that's what you wanted to surmise and that's something final that you want to put down on the table, feel free to go ahead and put that on the table. He does not know what an offensive lineman is, a quality one. He wasn't one when he tried to break in the league, and he doesn't know what a quality offensive lineman looks like. So all we get is replications of him. Mediocrity. Crap. And it's unfortunate.
Was that on the radio?
I gotta up my game. Yeah, that was on the radio. He was just, somebody had recorded it, so that's why the audio was bad. I didn't go back.
I was just wondering if that was like something he said, like on a podcast or on YouTube.
It looked like it was on the radio.
Yeah.
Like they picked it up off the stream.
Yurko's awesome, man.
Yeah, Yurko, boy, that was good. You know, the one thing Yurko has, aside from being very funny and very bright, is he's got that really distinct Chicago accent.
Yeah, dude. As I was a listener of his when I lived in Chicago, I felt like I wanted to go buy an Italian beef sandwich as I'm driving down the road listening to his voice, man. Like he
could be on an SNL skit with George Wendt.
100%. Yeah, no, he'd fit right in. Let's take a look ahead at the Lions here. D'Amico Ryans talked about that Lions culture yesterday. And we'll take our first, really D'Amico Ryan's first look at the Detroit Lions from yesterday. We'll do that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.